This is a very interesting topic. This new parak here, this first Mishnah, and it's something different. The topic here is Mamun Hamutal Basafik, which means literally it means money lying in doubt. But the case is lying on the ground in doubt. But the case is where we're not sure if I owe you or if I don't owe you. It's not the case of before that we had cases before, remember the counting on the bed, and the witnesses and not sure, we didn't see what happened, and one guy saying it was your cow, one guy saying it wasn't your cow. We're not necessarily saying that. We're saying here it's like just no one knows. I'm not making a claim, I'm saying I don't know. You're not making a claim, you don't know. It's just a looming question, but it'll make it, you know, so we're not sure how much should be paid. So now the Mishnah is going to go like the sheet of Sumchas. Sumchas is an Amora, and his shita is that Maman Hamutal Basafik, if you have a doubt which way to go, Yachlokal, you just divide it 50-50. We split it down the middle. Okay, so I just don't know. Is it, you know, I don't know if this belongs to you or belongs to me, we're just not sure what to do. Okay, so we just compromise and split it. Okay, that's Sumchas shita, that's how the Mishnah is going to go. The actual halacha, by the way, is not like that. The halacha is Hamotzeh Mechaver Lavaraya, we've seen elsewhere, that the burden of proof is on the one who's claiming the claimant, the plaintiff, which means, you know, possession 9/10 of the law. If it's in my house, it's staying in my house until you bring a proof to the contrary. By the way, it's not our point, but that can cut both ways, by the way. In other words, once I've snatched it from you, it could be that now the burden of proof lies on you to get it back. Vigilante justice. Not justice, but I'm saying, but the burden, in other words, in the beginning of Bava Metzia, we can discuss more about this, you know, the famous Shneim Ochsim B'Talah Tzuveis fighting over the... But yeah, so there's different explanations in the Rishonim, what's going on, but we'll explain it now. I'll explain this approach, make it sort of simple and intuitive. The basin won't get involved. You can look at it as the basin saying, listen, we don't know whose it is, you don't know whose it is, why are we going to get involved and take halfway from anybody? We're not going to get involved. That's, you know, goodbye. Have a nice life. How it is how it's going to be. God will sort it out. We're not getting involved. Why should we get involved if we might be doing something wrong? That's one explanation. In any case, so the case in the Mishnah is, here is Mon Mutal Basafik. You got uncertain. You're not sure who the money belongs to, or who the liability belongs to, and therefore we'll just split it 50-50. Like Sumchas, the halacha is not like him. The halacha is always going to be that the burden of proof rests on the one who's trying to make a claim. Okay. So, anyways, that's the story here. So the Mishnah have two separate cases. Let me draw the pictures to you first. The first case is my cow attacks your cow. Everyone knows it. Everyone saw it. No one's disputing it. The thing is, when we find your cow is pregnant. And when we now go look at the carnage afterwards, we find your dead cow, and next to it, its dead calf. Now, we're not sure what happened. Did my cow clobber your cow, and then in its death throes, it aborted the cow, the calf? Or did that cow have its calf, and then stillborn or whatever, it doesn't matter, even if it was born alive, but my cow only killed your cow? The calf being dead is not my problem. Even if I should speak out. Even if the reason it's dead is because there's no one to nurse it anymore, that's not my problem either. That's not necessarily the case. The point is, all my cow did was kill your cow. The calf died on its own, however it died. Not because my cow didn't kill it directly. We don't know. All we know on the scene here, forensics see two dead cows, a big one and a little one, and that's all we know. Now, for a case of illustration, so the principle is that a cow and its calf are worth more than a pregnant cow, because there's a chance, I don't know, that the calf won't be born alive, or that the cow will die during birth, whatever the story is. So for argument's sake, I'll just make numbers up. A cow, your classic cow is worth $500, a pregnant cow is worth $600, and a baby cow is worth, let's say, $200. So in other words, pregnant cow is worth $600, but after the birth, it's gone up to $700, because the risk of the mommy dying or the baby being stillborn are gone. Okay? Those are my numbers I'm making up here. So the case is going to be, my cow attacked your cow, everyone knows it, no one denies it, your cow is dead, next to it is its baby, but we don't know, did my cow also kill the baby? Really, may it kill the mother and baby that aborted? Or did my cow just kill the mommy cow and the baby died on its own, however it died? The difference will be, if I have to pay for the baby. Okay? So should I pay for the baby? No. So now all that we're really focusing on is the payment of the baby payment, the calf payment. But we don't know. I don't know if I owe you. You don't know if I don't owe you. Like, no, we just don't know. The evidence are just, it's a question mark, a looming question mark. So Sumchas is going to say, his name isn't appear here, but the Mishnah is going to say, like Sumchas, that we split it 50-50. We split the cost 50-50. So I'll read that Mishnah side to you now. So it says, Shor shenagach es hapara. Shor, that's the bull, the cow, the male cow, that gores the para, the girly cow. V'nimtza ubra b'tzida. And its ubar, its baby, its fetus, is found beside it. Ve'en yadua, but we don't know, im ajlo nagcha yalda. We don't know at what point in the story the mommy cow gave birth to the calf. Was it prior to the goring? Im mishnagcha yalda, or if it happened after the goring. So, because if it happened after the goring, I'm on the hook for the baby cow. And if it happened prior to the goring, then I'm not on the hook for it. So, the Mishnah says, Mishalom chati nezek lapara. I pay half damages for the cow, because that I for sure did, and my cow's a tom, so I pay 50% damages, half damages. Uravia, and I pay a quarter of the damage nezek for the vlad, to the baby calf. Meaning that I pay, it's chati nezek, and we're splitting that again, 50-50, half you, half me, so therefore I'm paying 25%. Now let me just illustrate this a little more. It's not quite as simple as all that. Second case, which is similar to the first, except here, the pregnant cow is on the offensive. Okay, the pregnant cow is the attacking cow. Now we're not sure if the cow was pregnant at the time of the attack. It's a killer pregnant cow. Right? Couldn't get its pickles and ice cream, so it was rather angry. Right? So, right? You know, they get moody. So, right? So, but we're not sure if the cow had been born already, and it's just a postpartum irritated cow, or it was, you know, it was just a hormonal pre-birth cow. We don't know. So the difference will be that if the cow, the baby, the calf was inside the mommy's tummy, it's also on the hook for the payments. Because Magufa, you pay Magufa. So it's also, so can you claim, I know, the scenario will be that the mommy cow was gone. It ran off after, you know, fled the crime scene. So now you have your pregnant cow, your cow, which had been pregnant yesterday, killed my bull today. My cop to the crime scene always sees my dead bull and a little calf grazing. Okay, whatever, one day old calf. We just don't know, was the calf inside the mommy's tummy at the time that your cow killed my bull? Because if it was, I'll say fine. It's part of the killing machine. The cow in the tummy is part of the killing machine that killed my cow, and it's on the hook. And if Noah was born first, then it's not. It's an innocent little calf, and I can't claim from it. That's the discussion, that's the issue here. So the Mishnah says inside, V'chein. Same goes. If you have a para, here's your cow. Shenagcha es ashor, your little cow attacks my bull. V'nimtza v'lada b'tzida, and we find now the calf beside the cow. But we don't know. V'ein yadua im ajlo nagcha yalda. We just don't know when the story it happened. Did the goring happen before the calf was born, in which case the calf is also party to the crime, or im mishnagcha yalda, or if the calf is born afterwards. I said that backwards, I'm sorry. If it had been born first, it would not be part of the crime. If it was born afterwards, it would be part of the crime. So then, Meshalm Chatzinezek min hapara. So the din is, Chatzinezek comes from the para, from the cow, and Revia Nezek min avlad. Which I think those words are totally confusing. But it means, and a quarter of the payment comes from the vlad, from the calf. But don't, I don't know if that's what the words mean, but this is what it means, Tachlis. It means, remember, it means that I've claimed to the body of the damaging creature. Now, let's say my bull is with 500 and your cow killed it. You're on the hook for 250 to me, end the story. What I'll do is I'll take your cow and I'll sell it and we'll split the money, whatever the story is. If your cow isn't around anymore, so all left is the calf. So I'm suing your calf, so to speak. And I'm saying your calf owes me, I want to collect my 250, my chatzin ezek for my dead bull. Okay? So there's a question if that little calf is part of the crime. Maybe you can't claim from my calf because it didn't do anything. Or maybe I could. So the answer will be then, the chatzin is a claim that I'm claiming, the $250 that I'm claiming, the half value from my cow, I'm claiming for you, but you only pay half of that, which is $125 from the calf. In this case, the calf's for $200, so it's okay. I'll take $125 from your calf. Okay? That's how simple, since we're not sure if you owe me the two. You clearly owe me $250, but I only have claim to your only have claimed the corpus of the cow. The cow is gone. All I have is a calf. Can I claim from the calf? We're not sure. So, good. We'll split it 50-50. So, what does that mean? The chatinezik, the 250 yomi, will split in half again. You'll pay me 125. That's some plesashita. The chum will say, no way. Hamotu mechavera lavaraya. Like, we remember that we did have before, the loki maybe thought this cow. And I can't claim from your cow, your calf, I should say, I can't claim from your calf if I can't prove that it's on the hook, and therefore you'll be, until I bring that proof, you won't pay anything, unless your cow is found. But until your cow is found, I can't claim anything. And that, the halacha is like the chacham.